Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhagavata Chapter 29 Verse 30 Kshu Charito Yatam Dinam Saraneo Viham 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 Charan Vindati Vindati Yadvishtam Yadvishtam Nandam some food. According to his destiny, sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, some at other times receives little food. We, similarly, the living entity being influenced by so many desires, wanders in different species of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is high, sometimes he is low, sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, sometimes to hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on. Prabhupada, the living entity's position is here likened to a dog's. By chance, a dog may have a very rich owner, by chance he may become a street dog. As a dog of a rich man, he will live very opulently. Sometimes in Western countries, the year of a master, leaving millions of dollars to a dog in his will. Of course, there are many dogs laboring in this field without food. And therefore, to liken the conditional existence of the living entity to that of a dog is very appropriate. An intelligent human being, however, could understand that if he has to live the life of a dog, he has at best become Krishna's dog. In the material world, a dog is sometimes elevated and sometimes on the street, but in the spiritual world, Krishna's dog is perpetually, eternally happy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and so therefore, Sangha Vaishnava Thakur, Tomar Kupur Bolya Jana More. In this way, Bhaktivinoda offers to become a Vaishnava's dog. A dog always keeps himself at his master's door and does not allow any person unfavorable to the master to enter. Similarly, one should engage in service of a Vaishnava and try to please him in every respect. Unless one does so, he does not make spiritual advancement. Apart from spiritual advancement in the material world, if one does not develop his qualities and goodness, he cannot be promoted to the higher planetary system, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets, those in the mode of passion to the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish planets. There are many varieties of life in the different planetary systems, and these come about due to the living entity's developing qualities in goodness, passion, and ignorance. If one is in goodness, he's promoted to the higher systems, and the passion remains in the middle systems, and the ignorance he's pushed down to the lower species of life. The living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities, or body and mind. Still, they must remain conditioned with the laws of nature, despite all attempts to counter these laws. Prabhupada, just as a dog wanders here and there for a piece of bread or punishment, the living entity perpetually wanders about trying to be happy and finally reduced in so many ways to counteract material misery. This is called the struggle for existence. We can actually see in our daily lives how we are forced to make plans to drive away miserable conditions. To get rid of one miserable condition, we have to put ourselves in another kind of miserable condition. The poor man suffers for want of money, but if he wants to become rich, he has to struggle in so many ways. Actually, that is not a valid counteracting process, but a snare of the illusory energy. If one does not endeavor to counteract a situation, but is satisfied with his position, knowing that he has obtained his position through past activities, he can instead engage his energy to develop Krishna consciousness. This is recommended in all Vedic literature. Persons who are actually intelligent, philosophically inclined, should endeavor only for that purposeful end, which is not attainable even by wandering from the topmost planet down to the lowest planet. As far as happiness, neurotic sense of enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them. One should simply try to develop his Krishna consciousness and not waste his time trying to improve his material condition. Actually, the material condition cannot be improved. The process of improvement means accepting another miserable condition. However, if we endeavor to improve our Krishna consciousness, the stresses of material life will disappear without extraneous endeavor. Krishna, therefore, promises Kaunteya Prajani Nami Bhakta Pranasati. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes. One who takes to the path of devotional service can never be vanquished despite all miseries of the body and mind, despite all misery brought about by other living entities of providence, the miseries which are beyond our control. Translation: a living entity is exactly like a dog who, overcome with hunger, goes from door to door for some food according to its destiny. Sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, and at other times receives a little food to eat. Similarly, the living entity, being influenced by so many desires, wanders in different species of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is high, sometimes he is low, sometimes he goes to heavenly planets, sometimes to hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on. The living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities, or body and mind. Still, they must remain conditioned by the laws of nature despite all attempts to counter these laws. So, here we have another description of the jiva in the material world, wandering, and it was already explained, and according to Gunas, he goes to different planetary systems, and that a wandering here is explained in terms of an example. Just as a dog can wander from house to house, and sometimes he gets food and sometimes he gets driven away, one can never really tell what type of reaction the dog will get. So the idea is it looks like chance that he gets sometimes food and sometimes not food. But similarly, the living entity also seems to wander around from body to body. And in some bodies he gets good enjoyment, in some bodies he doesn't get good enjoyment. And even within one lifetime, sometimes without endeavor, you'll get enjoyment, and sometimes he endeavors like anything and he can't get the enjoyment. Or he doesn't endeavor and he gets suffering. So it looks rather haphazardous, right? Beyond his control and his efforts. Now the jiva always wants to be happy, but he makes efforts and he doesn't always get happiness. So it looks rather random that he gets happiness or doesn't get happiness. Right? However, we should not think ultimately that it is random. Everything is determined by karma. So it's not a random process. The randomness is a result of the jiva's random actions, which creates different types of results. So according to the quality of his actions, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, then he'll get corresponding results. And there's always a mixture. He's not always tamasic, he's not always sattvic. So he has a mixture of results. So similarly, the lives of the jivas always have mixtures of results also. And these are beyond our control. This is called daiva, or fate. We don't strive for it, but it happens anyway. So this is the nature of karma and the material world. So it looks as if everybody is forced to do things according to karma. So that is so within the, if we take the small picture and look at the immediate situation, he's forced in those conditions. He has no choice. Even if he chooses, it still happens. He says, I don't want this, still it happens. He makes endeavor against it, still it happens. So these are what we call the laws of conditional existence. He is forced into certain conditions. So, on the other hand, we do have the jiva with his free will. And like the Lord, the jiva has some free will. But the difference is that free will is also within the confines of all of his karma. Cannot do anything. The Lord has no karma, so he can do anything by his free will. Jiva cannot. He gets controlled by the laws of karma, so even though he wants so many things, he can't get them because the law of karma will not allow it. So this is what conditional existence is. The jiva is not free. He is forced into certain positions. At the same time, we should not think that the jiva is completely controlled. That would mean his free will had disappeared. So yes, of course, ultimately, by his choices, he creates the situations. And we should not think that the choices were fated. He was fated by karma to make this choice, and therefore he got the result. If so, ultimately the jiva has no responsibility, and therefore karma has no, the law of karma makes no sense. If he's forced to do something, then he shouldn't get any reaction, just as animals just do things without any free will, so therefore they don't get any karma. So similarly, if all the choices that the jiva makes were forced upon him by his conditions, then he shouldn't get any reaction, shouldn't get any karma. So there should be no karma in the material world at all in that case. But we do see that the living entity as a human being has responsibility. of choice. If he doesn't make the choice, fine, he still gets the karma. Huh? And if he makes a good choice, fine. If he makes a bad choice, okay, he gets suffering. So, as a human being, this is the, how would you say, this is the problem, that he has to be very careful how he chooses in the material world. So, therefore, the choice is there. He cannot choose the circumstances in many cases. Some cases he can. Some cases he can. He cannot choose which family you're born to, which country you're born into. It's already determined. Huh? So those conditions you can't change. Huh? But you could change some conditions. You can change which house you're going to live in. You could change which school you're going to, or something like that. That you can change. But some things you cannot change at all. Some people want to change country. They can't change country. That's karma. They can't. Some people can. Some people can't. Huh? So, different limitations are put on different people according to karma. Nevertheless, within these situations, there are always choices to be made. Things we can choose. So even though we can't choose some things, you cannot choose the birth or whatever, still, after the birth, when you've grown up, you can make choices to a certain degree. So these are the things which will help alter our condition. So by choice, we follow certain rules and regulations in scripture. It helps us. And we progress by that means. On the other hand, if we reject those rules, and we just do whatever we want haphazardly, then we degrade ourselves. So it is our responsibility to choose how to act in this world, what rules to follow, etc. And by this, we can actually get control of our future. In one sense, no, we cannot control the future, but that's up to karma, what body you get, etc. But, as it is said here, if you do sattva-guna actions, then you go upwards, and if you do tamaguna actions, you go downwards. So, if you choose sattvic actions over tamasic actions, fine, then you can control the result. So it is not that one is forced into these positions. One can alter the future by the choices we make now. Of course, it may be a little difficult, especially if you're in tamagun. But as I said, if one agrees to follow rules and regulations within the varnashram system, then gradually you get elevated birth after birth. So without thinking too much, you get the elevation through the gunas, and you get better and better and better birth as a result of that. And when you come to sattva-gun, then your intelligence is quite developed. And you can very clearly see things, and you can make very good decisions. So at that point, very quickly, you can make advancements. So the jivas in the material world, as human beings, do have responsibility to make proper choices. First, of course, if they're in tamaguna, they're limited, and as they rise with the gunas, then they have more chances of choices, good choices. So all of this is arranged by the Lord through these different systems of karma yoga, jnana yoga, sangha yoga, and bhakti yoga to help the jivas. So it is by choice that the jiva, in any situation, starts acting and doing this or that in the material world. So ultimately, the choice is, one choice is between following scripture or just following one's own desires or one's own selfish interests. That is one choice one should make. And then another choice, of course, is the big choice, bigger than that, more important, is that should we enjoy the material world for ourselves? Or should we give the enjoyment of the Supreme Lord? So, when we make that choice, that is the most important choice of all. When we make that choice, that solves all the other problems in the material world. So if we take to the process of bhakti, then we solve these problems in the material world. And other choices don't really solve the problem. They may help the problem and get us up to sattva-guna or brahma-loka or whatever.
But they don't ultimately solve the problem. So the real choice is choosing to serve Krishna over serving our own desires. When we make come to that choice, then we've made a real significant difference in our future. What's that?
Depends on the simple activities and conduct the water spirit.
It's already set. Already here.
Living in peace in other species do not have this choice. As in the human being, living in peace in other species do not have this choice.
No. The animals don't choose. They don't get karma. They just the tiger acts like a tiger, and he kills some animals. He said he doesn't get any karma for that. Raises a family, whatever. He doesn't have any papa and punya as a result of his actions because he doesn't have intelligence. So therefore, he can't be responsible. So therefore, no karma. Human being is supposed to have intelligence. Therefore, he gets karma. Whether he is responsible or not, that's another thing. But nevertheless, human being means he should have some responsibility. So he gets karma.
What is the hope for such a living other species?
That gradually, by the law itself, they can progress upwards. Very, very slowly. From one species to the other. Right? Of course, if one has been a human being, and then due to simple activities has got an animal body, the karma may last for a certain time, then gradually after that karma is worn off, then he can become a human being.
Well, it's passing on some security to such living entities, for example, Maharaj and other species.
What's that?
Passing on such certain security, I see this species suffering, so I pass on some security to this living entity. Does it work like that?
Sukriti in the form of what? In the form of?
Devotion.
Yeah, devotion, obviously, it helps everything in the material world. So, of course, the stories of the rat that nibbled at the wick and it lit up the deity, and therefore he went to Vaikuntha or whatever. So, there are cases like that, and there are cases of, for instance, Lord Chaitanya fed the dog, and then the dog went to Vaikuntha or whatever. So cases are like that. Generally, of course, animals, because of their nature, get less benefit than human beings. So, if there's accidental sukriti, bhakti given to a dog, it's much less than the sukriti given to a human being. Human being, of course, we see ultimately also it's a slow process to get a gap of sukriti. So that'd be less in the case of animals, but they get some benefit from that.
You know that
when
a soul does bhakti, a sukriti is only for personal selfishness. In either case, it is only selfishness. And even the bhakti does only for selfishness.
No, the nature of bhakti is non selfish by its nature. It means ani avilasha dasanya.
Gita Mahatmya, the stories like beliefs and beliefs of those who live in the case, no living in the case are over to the spiritual world. Gita Mahatmya,
yeah.
A good story. Yeah. By giving on some spiritual benefits to some living in the case, most of them are given to the relationship to the spiritual world.
Yeah. So it can happen, but as I say, generally if it's just, it's not active bhakti. It's much less powerful than active bhakti, but active bhakti can only take place as a human being, not as an animal.
Thank you.